Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, patriots. Welcome to the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Coming at you out of Spokane, Washington, in the heart of patriot-held territory, the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
That's right. We love the truth. Especially in the world, the new brave world of swirling lies.
No kidding.
Yeah, right. they're just this. I had to crack up when I saw the headline of the New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy in an interview describing Kamala Harris as an icon, offended that people are, you know, not happy with her performance. So he calls her an icon, and I think maybe an image, I mean, an enigma, but I don't know about an icon.
Yeah, right.
You know, so, but yeah, this, the lies, they love the lies, they cling to the lies, the climate change, the vaccine, the get your vaccine.
Well, and why? Because it pays. It pays. Lying on a world scale pays droves.
Well, especially, I guess, on that level, the lies place them in power and wealth.
Well, right, because that is truly the whole impetus behind communism is the guys at the top become ultra wealthy through all of they call it wealth distribution. What they actually mean is
distributing
national,
it to themselves.
National theft. Yeah.
What it is,
stealing all the money of the whole nation and putting it right into their pockets.
Yeah,
because
the correct word for that is looting and plunder.
Exactly. And so that's the whole purpose of communism right there, is to make the top guys absolutely disgustingly wealthy. And climate change is like the biggest game in town as far as lining the pockets.
Yeah.
The climate change and combining that with the carbon credit system is a huge moneymaker, because they tried to pull this carbon credit garbage in the EU, gosh, over a decade ago.
Right.
And so if you ever pull up a documentary called Climate Crooks,
yes,
that is a fantastic documentary and shows how bad the whole carbon credit system tanked in the EU, because
yes,
all the people were able to track down where all the money from this carbon credit system to avert global warming was actually going. And they found that it all went right into the elite's pockets. And so they went, wow, we made a huge fortune in the EU, even though it got shut down.
Right.
They basically quit doing the climate credit whole system because it was such a scam and they got caught. But as soon as they basically shut it down in the EU, then all the elite set their sights on the United States. And so
yes,
this whole carbon credit thing is, they're still pushing really hard for that. They're not getting as much traction as they'd like. But so, you know, now they've got to try to rouse the old dead horse of climate change again in order to push the carbon credit thing again.
Right. And when you look how it trickles down, I mean, there's so much tied to it. Like the saying, you know, 95% of scientists all agree with whoever's funding them.
Oh, yes, exactly.
You know with the grants, with the pharmaceuticals,
right,
you know, and then also your, you know, education. What's astounding is everybody is reading the same script. So
you
watch, say, a newscast, some local news talking about climate change, reading off the script, pushing it like they believe in it. They don't benefit from that.
Right.
I mean, they keep a job, but by promoting a lie, they are fodder also. They don't, the people, so many people that push lies are fodder for the people that are pushing
them. That are really
them.
Cleaning up, making
yes,
the big bucks. Yep.
Exactly. And so now you have so much involved in it with this carbon, not carbon, but the ESG, you know, environmental, there's right. your climate,
yep.
Social and governmental. So whoever's towing the party line, the global communist party line, you're going to get grants. You're going to be able to do business when other people won't be able to.
Right.
And of course, this has to happen. This is, hello, you know, McFly. This is part of the infrastructure being set up for the Antichrist.
Yep.
For a one world government.
That's
I mean,
right.
we are in the end times.
Right.
So,
and it just makes sense. I mean, it, like Revelation describes, it's a nice layout for us to be able to see what happens in the final 7 years
right.
when the one world government is led by the father of lies.
Yes.
And so, of course, this whole system is going to be perpetuated through an outstanding system of lies and liars, right?
Yes.
And so, of course, it takes a long time to build a foundation of good, solid lying, right?
Right.
You know, so if you're going to have the father of lies come onto the stage in the last 7 years, you darn well better be able to have all your lies so well established across the whole world that you're just a shoo-in at that point, and you continue on with the greatest lies ever seen in humankind.
Well, what bothers me the most is seeing Christians, people who call themselves Christians,
yes.
embracing the lie.
Yes.
The wearing the mask, getting the non-FDA approved thing that they're selling as a vaccine and
right.
multiple rounds of it.
Yes.
While willfully ignoring evidence from people that are screaming from the rooftops that they're being lied to.
Right.
And but they will shove them away. They will resist them with ferocity.
Right.
To run to the lie. And even with climate change, it's, well, we do have to be good stewards of the earth.
Yeah,
and
that's...
you know, you see Christians that are, you know, the buy into, don't give them an inch. Look, the earth is going to be utterly destroyed.
Right.
Having gas stoves and you know, using plastic bags at the grocery store is nothing compared to what's coming to the earth.
Well, and see, that's the whole problem is, as Christians, that is a scary, scary thing to think that they're riding the fence. They are
right.
riding the fence in a very dangerous way where they've got one foot firmly in the world, invested in everything that they're hearing, every
yes.
lie, because it's what the masses are talking about.
Yep.
Well, that's a very, very bad place to be because we're pointing out the lies. We're pointing out the liars. And
right.
so if people continue to listen to the liars, who they are very secure in listening to, and then they're also listening to the truth, and then they, like you're saying, then they go and get the vaccine or they wear the masks. That's actually rejecting the truth
right.
at that point. Because
or they play along and participate in the ESG thing.
Right.
Or, you know, artificial intelligence
right.
is just fine. We can
you,
dabble with
you
that.
You can't listen to the truth and then follow the path of the liars.
Right.
You can't do that. I mean, what's the point? You might as well just drop the Bible and go running, screaming to the other side and join the liars wholeheartedly. What's the point of even hearing the truth?
Right. Some of them will.
Well, and see, that's the thing too, is you and I were listening to a fantastic sermon on Saturday by Pastor David Dobbs out
yeah.
of Michigan. And that guy, gosh, he's a great guy. Second generation pastor.
Yeah.
And he's just got this kind of young, fun way about him. He's like a Chris Farley pastor, but then he really dives.
Right.
He dives deep into some really awesome stuff.
Well, we stumbled across him because we thought he was amusing because he's just
yeah.
like Chris Farley's brother. If
yeah.
Chris Farley, the comedian, was a pastor, this is him.
Exactly.
And so we watch out of amusement, but he's solid. He's solid in his knowledge of the word and
yeah.
his teaching and preaching.
And
now
then he pulls up some stuff that I mean, none of the other pastors just glaze over, you know. And
yeah.
and he pulls up stuff that nobody else has pulled up, and we're like, that's pretty amazing.
It's solid.
It's
yeah.
you know, it's great because he's not your canned ham type of a pastor,
right?
Which makes it very entertaining
and
engaging.
Tiny little church,
right? And he was talking about something that was a very good point on Saturday. He said, it was pre-recorded long before Saturday, but his sermon was about 2 Chronicles 7:14 that says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land.
Yes.
Well, that seems to be a very, very common, very popular scripture, especially in this era. But what he pointed out was rather poignant and important. What he said was, God's not talking about the sinners. God's
exactly.
talking about his people.
My people.
If my people who are called by my name, basically Christians,
yeah.
if Christians who are called by the name of Christ humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land.
That's right.
That was a glorious point.
Yep.
I had never even thought about it, because here we are, all of us Christians are busy pointing our fingers at all the liberals, the liars, the Democrats, but God says those aren't the people that are going to humble themselves. He wants his people that
yes.
are already following him to humble themselves and
That's
pray
right.
and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways.
Yep.
And I went, wow.
There's plenty of that among us.
That is extremely important.
Yes.
Because that's not our words. That's God's words.
Right.
And so, wow. I think that, that's great, because following on the month of straight up humility month.
Yes.
That's exactly where we need to be, and we need to continue on that path.
Yeah. And so now we listen to him because it's not because to be amused, it's because we're truly ministered to by him.
Yeah.
He pulls
out stuff, and obviously the Holy Spirit is reaching him.
Yeah.
You know, he's understanding and realizing stuff that nobody else has. And so for that to come from David Dobbs, when the whole nation is busy, the nation of Christians is busy pointing their
right.
fingers at the left, including us.
Yep.
You know, so how fascinating.
It is pretty cool. Yeah. But that's not the word. That was a little rabbit trail, kind of a primer for the week.
Right.
As we go into the week and yeah. talking about truth. And we'll get to the word of the day, but if you guys want to check it out yourself, he grows on you. And that's Temple Baptist, and that's David Dobbs. He's got on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
And go and give him a thumbs up.
Yeah.
He's got
28 followers.
Right.
The guy's great.
He usually gets like 4 views.
Yeah.
So we always give it a thumbs up.
That's right.
And great stuff. Okay.
Yep.
Now, what is the word of the day, Lady Liberty?
Well, okay. So the random turning for the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from Deuteronomy 12, verses 1 through 9, that read under the title, A Prescribed Place of Worship. These are the statutes and judgments which you shall be careful to observe in the land which the Lord God of your fathers is giving you to possess all the days that you live on the earth. You shall utterly destroy all the places where the nations which you shall dispossess serve their gods, on the high mountains and on the high hills and under every green tree. And you shall destroy their altars, break their sacred pillars, and burn their wooden images with fire. You shall cut down the carved images of their gods and destroy their names from that place. You shall not worship the Lord your God with such things, but you shall seek the place where the Lord your God chooses out of all of your tribes to put his name for his dwelling place, and there you shall go. There you shall take your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, the heave offerings of your hand, your vowed offerings, your freewill offerings, and the firstborn of your herds and flocks. And there you shall eat before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice in all to which you have put your hand to, you and your households, in which the Lord your God has blessed you. You shall not at all do as we are doing here today, every man doing whatever is right in his own eyes. For as yet you have not come to the rest and inheritance which the Lord your God is giving you. And that's it.
Cool.
And what's interesting about that is that he points out in 7, verse 7, it says, "And there you shall eat before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice in all to which you have put your hand, you and your households, in which the Lord your God has blessed you."
Yeah.
So I hadn't really ever noticed that before, that when they brought their offerings, their sacrifices, their tithes, I always thought that they basically just dropped them off at the temple, and that was there to feed the priests and the Levites, you know?
Right.
And so I always thought, you know, it was basically like, here you go. Thank you for blessing us, Lord. And off they went, you know?
Yeah.
Well, no, I have always overlooked that you're supposed to eat it and rejoice right there in the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
That's
pretty cool.
That is cool. Of course,
this is Deuteronomy, and he's talking about establishing Jerusalem. Jerusalem would be that place.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And of course, that doesn't apply to us. We don't have to take sacrifices to Jerusalem and all that kind of thing. But you're right. When they gathered, when they brought their tithes, when they gathered to worship, to us, we go to church, right? We assemble together, and then, hey, there's the first potluck. Right?
right, exactly. In
it's
fact,
biblical.
You know, it's funny because there was one pastor, he was just getting out of seminary, and he and another pastor, they were walking to a barbecue, and the one pastor goes, "Ah, the smell of the sanctuary."
Oh, yeah, the temple.
Yeah, and so I hadn't really, you know, I laughed about that. Thinking, yeah, it probably does smell like a pretty awesome barbecue, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like once a year, it was like a big 2 million person right. barbecue.
Right. For Passover.
Yeah.
For instance.
Isn't
yeah.
that something.
Yeah. And so, and the fact that you're supposed to, God tells you to like join him for dinner. It's like, come join me in my place and have dinner and rejoice with all that I've blessed you with.
That's kind of cool because, you know, you usually think of all the people coming to the temple to bring their sacrifices, like this somber thing, and everybody's quiet and
right.
they're shuffling forward to bring
yeah.
their dove or their little lamb,
right.
you know, but this describes it as a jubilant time,
right.
a feast and a celebration and praise and
yeah.
worship. And
well, and the
and
fact
that
you get to eat it. I'd never
yeah.
knew that you, I thought that was like forbidden. I thought it was, you were just supposed to give it to them and off you go. You know,
barbecue. Yeah, you thought they would just drop it off and then just go stay at the hotel and then start walking back to your
right.
town the next morning
right.
for the next 5-day trip.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Sounds kind of, you know,
well,
not very fun.
Tithe.
Right.
Well, you know, it's a requirement. It's what you do because you're a sinner, and you know, and you're part of God's giving system, so you tithe, and you know, that's just how it is. And
right.
so that's what I just always thought that they did, and how wrong I was. They sit there and enjoy their own increase.
Yeah.
How amazing.
Huh. Well, that's pretty cool. And so what was that? That was Deuteronomy.
Yeah, Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 1 through 9.
There we go. All right. Cool. Thank you.
Yep. Well, praise God.
All right. Well, we better scoot right along. Let's take a quick break here. And speaking of all that, the world's going to be way worse than the climate hoax people are even saying. It's because of what's God's bringing.
That's for sure.
And you don't want to be here for that.
No.
So go to JesusAppears.com and learn more about how you can be part of something else other than what God's got planned for the evil that is on this earth. So JesusAppears.com is the website. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. Stay right there. We'll be back right after this.
That's why I'm giving all the glory.
How do communists gain control of non-communist government? Let's take a look. By military occupation. By expelling non-communist officials. By the army appointing puppet officials. By obtaining military and police powers. Controlling the legislative procedures. By propaganda creating political and economic unrest. Controlling the courts. Terrorizing political and economic opponents. By obtaining government positions and secrets.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, God-fearing, liberty-loving, anachronistic patriots. This is the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Oh, I forgot to throw in Despicable Patriots.
Right.
Segment two, brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And we got a little taste of prepping practice from this weekend, T-Rex 2023, which we're all very tired from, but it was awesome. All right, Lady Liberty, you've got a clip lined up here.
Yeah, I've got a couple clips. The first one from Donald Trump, because as you know, today he's supposed to be indicted again for the January 6th thing again, which is against the law. And so what he's describing is how, you know, just because you're running for office, that your political opponent whose usurped position is higher than yours allows him to, you know, politically and criminally sabotage you.
That's right.
And so, listen,
welcome to clown world.
Yeah, welcome to communist coup America. And so, listen to what Trump has to say.
I thought I would say that as the leading political opponent of crooked Joe Biden, getting indicted and arrested by sick government thugs would be my great honor. It's an honor because I'm doing it for you. I'm doing it for our country, to show how evil and sinister a place it has become. Make America great again. We're not going to let them get away with it. Thank you very much.
Well, that's just the kind of person we need right now. Somebody that's willing to fight, not give up, stay the course. All these lawsuits would just disappear if he just decided to drop out of the race.
Well, I love it because that's the fighting spirit, the fighting American spirit and resolve that we have to have.
Yeah.
Because these people think that they're just going to get nastier and nastier, and that eventually they'll intimidate him and he'll go running away with his tail tucked between his legs. Well, they've got a Trump that is not going to do any tail tucking or running. So, in fact, he's doubling and tripling down. Everything that they do against him, he just doubles down and works that much harder against them. So, good luck, you communists.
They are more scared of him than they are of this. They are also scared of this giant ever waking up of American patriots that are armed to the teeth.
That's right.
That's why they're fighting so hard against it. But Okay. And then...
Well, and then we've got this clip from Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is interviewing people about Biden and Secretary Mayorkas's open border policies and how this is affecting the child sex trafficking. So, you know, go get a Marjorie. This is for the children, the poor little children that are being sex trafficked. Listen to what she has to say.
Human trafficking is a $150 billion a year industry. In 2021, Georgia had one of the highest number of cases per capita that were reported through trafficking hotlines. The northern area of Atlanta is well known. It's one of the highest places of human trafficking, human sex trafficking of women and children. Women and girls represent approximately 71% of all trafficking victims globally. More than 90% of detected female victims are trafficked for the purpose of sexual exploitation. Approximately one-third of all human trafficking victims are children. This next sentence is hard to even read because it's our country. The United States is one of the top destinations for human trafficking and is among the largest consumers of child sex. The average age of entry into the commercial sex market is 12 years old. In the past few weeks, there's been a lot of controversy about a movie called Sound of Freedom. And I can't understand why anyone would say anything negative about a movie that's trying to expose child sex trafficking, especially when it involves our United States border. Ms. Vaughn, can you tell me, is it a conspiracy theory? Is child sex trafficking a conspiracy theory?
It is most certainly not a conspiracy theory. It occurs far too much. I have met with and hugged survivors and heard what they have gone through, and to refer to it as a conspiracy is an insult to what they have endured.
Is our border a serious issue? The fact that our border is open and the amount of people coming across our border, is that contributing to child sex trafficking?
It is most definitely contributing to the problem of not only child sex trafficking, but forced labor and domestic servitude and debt bondage, as we've discussed today.
Is our current administration's border policies contributing to child sex trafficking?
They are certainly facilitating it, yes. So it's happening with more frequency as a result of the loose policies at the border and the lack of enforcement, frankly, in the interior of the country as well, that would help rescue some of these survivors and, or at least turn them into survivors as opposed to victims.
Wow. And it's fantastic, though, that they're pulling this out. And in fact, tomorrow on Tuesday, all of Congress gets to watch the special showing of
Good.
The Sound of Freedom.
Who's calling it a conspiracy theory?
Well, apparently all the people that are promoting child trafficking.
They need to be sent to Ukraine with a tracking device and the coordinates sent to Putin.
Well, exactly. Because just like she said, who would be against exposing this? You know, who on God's green earth is going to be against exposing child traffickers?
Perverts and pedophiles.
Exactly.
Yep.
And, of course, CNN is going to raise their ugly head, and they've got something to say about it as they continue to attack the Sound of Freedom and continue to call it the QAnon adjacent.
Oh, boy.
And they say the implication is still that there is a very powerful pedophile elite that is operating a global ring. And so the question is, did CNN forget about Epstein Island already? And
right.
Does that not qualify as an elite pedophile ring?
No
question
kidding.
Mark, question mark. You know, really? And so what, do you have to pull out videos and show these people? It's
I
not.
I guess so.
It's
well, we're out of time, but there's plenty for you to think on, and we covered tons of truth. So
that's right.
Go check out that word of the day. You guys have a blessed day. Join us tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.